Gail got in contact. Gail, why did you get in touch today?
So I am at home full-time, 24-7, with my son, who is profoundly autistic, and he's 21. And he is self-harming and in a very regressed state the last couple of years, particularly gone downhill since COVID, you know. Home with me as a result of that, needs one-to-one care all the time, you know, the same person with him to help him, needs serious behavioural intervention. But just to give you, so we're really struggling. We're in crisis. There's no way to live. There's no way to attend appointments, medical for myself, and I do have medical needs. He's only given respite every 14 days. Currently, it's a Friday and Saturday evening, and it's only evening. They won't take him early in the day. So that's the difficulty I've had for the last year, particularly bad. But my mum has had dementia for the last 7 years. She's been in the nursing home because my brothers couldn't care for her. And I wasn't even asked, but they presumed I couldn't care for her because naturally I'm caring full-time for my son.
Yeah.
My mum was reportedly kind of in hospice care for the last 6 months. We've been on warning, you know, 5 or 6 months that the next call maybe could be, she could be gone. You know, we were warned. And I'd asked the HSE, could I have supports across the week? Because particularly with mum, I really needed to see her as we knew we were losing her. And it was denied. Nothing was given to me. But my mum passed away on the 23rd. I received a call to say that mum had passed and there was a COVID outbreak in, believe it or not, in the nursing home. And I was advised by my own brothers not to go in, but I was on a few days respite. I'd been given, you know, the week respite on top of my normal weekend every fortnight. And I was hoping in my heart that she would be buried by the time my son would be back on Sunday.
Sorry, Gail, can I just cut across you for a moment? You're talking about the 23rd of last month of August, as in less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just gone. Mum was buried 8 days ago.
Oh, Gail, I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't realise it was so soon.
I don't want to lose my voice. I'm going to compose myself.
No, you're okay. So
my mum passed away on the 23rd, which is a month after her 91st birthday, I believe, 91, she was. And she had battled breast cancer and everything and bounced back from it. So it was pretty horrific. So I feel I lost her a long time ago. But of course, I needed to bury my mum. And I hadn't been able to be the daughter I should have been for the last year and a half in visiting her and since COVID because of my son's full-time needs and the lack of care for him. And there is nobody else, you know. So mum died on the 23rd. And my son was away, and unfortunately the paperwork was not able to be completed, and she was, I found out on Friday, to be buried on Monday, the 28th, just last week. I'm losing track of the days, just last week. On the Friday when I heard, I contacted the service provider, and where Luca was, which was, he was away, and they're based in Kilkenny, and I contacted the HSE. I had them contacted for me and explained the circumstances and asked if I could have the cover to go to my mother's funeral because there is no way you could take my son out in a car. I take him in the car, but I can't take him out the other side. You know, I can't get him out of the car. If he leaves the house, he's pumping his head and drawing blood and bashing himself. It's quite disturbing. So there's no fit position that I could take my son anywhere.
Okay.
Because he's regressed so far due lack of services. So I asked for that and I waited a while and then I got a message back to say, sorry for your loss, but we cannot help you. There's nobody available.
So what happened, Gail?
My son and I, till the last minute, we were dressed and there was no way I could leave the house with my son and I had no help. I have nobody else taking care of my son. I don't have any other, I don't have any sisters. I had three grieving brothers, you know, severely grieving brothers, and one brother abroad also grieving, and one of my own sons was abroad, who doesn't live with me. But the reality was there was nobody. I had nobody. And it's not like you could leave him with a stranger or pay somebody to sit with him. That's not been a possibility for quite some time because he's been so bad at self-harming, and the unpredictability of his condition requires that he's with people that know him very well.
So you didn't get to go, Gail, to your own mother's funeral?
Refused. And so my son and I had to, eventually found it online and had to watch it. My father couldn't attend, so he was in the nursing home because he was cited as too ill. He's not expected to go on much longer, and I don't think he will because I've seen how he is. He was so ill he couldn't attend Mom's funeral either. So her only daughter was absent from her own mother's funeral because I went to see my mum laid out in the funeral parlour on the Saturday. I brought my flowers and I spoke to my mum and told her what was happening and told her to please ask for help for me. I spoke to mum. I can imagine my mum would have said, "Don't mind them, it'll be okay."
God,
I had to do it all alone. I had no support. I had nobody. And I'm devastated. And I just think if there's other people who've been forced to miss their own parents' funeral.
It's absolutely shocking, Gail.
I just want people to know what's going on. Because I think it's appalling. I think that the failure, the HSE's missionary statement, you can see it up online. I could nearly load it and read it to you, but you could see for yourself is that people are, I will find that they are offered support. They're not. It's non-existent.
When you explained the situation to the HSE and told them that your mother was very unwell, that she was likely to pass away, then when she did pass away and nobody was going to be available to come in, to step in and offer you some respite to care for your son, to allow you to attend your mum's funeral. I mean...
No, they made no change. No, nothing was given the whole time that I had said that my mum is dying and I'm concerned that I need to spend some time with her each week. No, nothing was made. And then when she passed, I immediately reached out because Luca was with the service provider, a long-standing service provider funded by the HSE, and the response was negative, no. They said that the staff couldn't stay on for the extra day and that they themselves weren't available.
Gail, I can't even begin to imagine what you must have been
going through. I'm very numb. I've become numb over the last year because of the unfair treatment of my son and just the pure inhumane treatment. But I kind of, I am numb. I think I'm in shock. I think I'm grieving my mum.
Of course you are, yeah.
Different days and different hours of the day. I feel different. So I think I'm trying to process everything, but it's really made me feel that like there's very few good people left in the world because I think that's quite inhumane.
It's
not to allow somebody to attend their parents' funeral.
Oh,
it's so little to ask for out of a 24/7 caring situation when there is nobody else. And the HSE are long aware of my son's situation. He's quite well-known case in the HSE, you know, because he's received very little and has regressed dramatically when he doesn't get what he needs, you know. So they're well aware of his case. And they're well aware of our circumstances. But the service provider said that they contacted the HSE. And I had a mail sent to the HSE as well requesting the same. But the response back was nobody available.
That's just not right, Gail.
So that's what I'm saying. This
it's
is my point
right.
to the country, to people. Are we all okay with this, that this is what one can expect? Is this okay? I don't feel it's okay. I don't feel that my son is cherished or we are cherished in society. I don't think that we're even respected as carers. I think we're shoved in the corner. We should be quiet. We're given pittance to support us when we can't have a life. And very many of us carers cannot work. We are doing it full time. And then there's the unfortunate people like me who may be doing it totally alone. Totally alone. And they will get ill. They're not robots like myself. I've had some very serious bouts of illness and I haven't been able to attend them. And I'm notorious for having the hospital report to my doctor. She wasn't able to attend her appointment. And it's because I'm caring for my son. I'm putting him first. I can't leave him on his own.